الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching program Rise and Shine and segment is Health is Wealth. Today we've got Dr. Shahzad Hussain Ashrafi with us who is a consultant and serving in one of the UK-based hospitals. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Nasib, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
Okay, mashallah. Thank you so much. Jazakallahu khaira for giving us your precious time once again. Also, we were talking about a few of the main leading causes of stroke and brain hemorrhage. Today, I would like to ask you one of the very important leading causes of stroke and clot in the brain, which is arterial fibrillation, which is to do something with irregular heartbeat. First of all, could you please tell us in a layman term for the viewers of Madani Channel what it is, and then we go further to this topic.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many bounties. One of the bounty is heart.
It's
a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to take an opportunity to explain with a niyat of expression of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is heart and how it functions.
Sure.
Heart has a four chambers. Top two chambers are called atria and the bottom two chambers are called ventricles.
Ventricles, yeah.
In fact, physiologically, we have two hearts than one. And the blood supply from the left side of the heart and the right side of the heart never mix with each other inside, unless there is a hole between two. There is a small battery inside our heart which actually generates electricity. Can you believe it? Electricity inside our heart, in the left side of the chamber, called left atrium. And there are 3 to 4 cables inside the heart which carries that electricity to another relay station, what we call AV node.
Subhanallah.
That sits between top two chambers and bottom two chambers. So in the wall of the wall, so there is a actual physical connections which carries electricity from left, it's called SA node, to the AV node. Those electrical signal carries from their SA node to AV node, and this relay station delays further transmission of electricity by 0.1 second.
Subhanallah.
Now, this is very important.
Do you see the accuracy of it? Yes. Allahu Akbar. How precise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made this mechanism.
Yes. 0.1 second. Now, because that gives us a two heartbeat together.
Subhanallah.
So, that 0.1 second delay, and then there will be further projection of that electricity down into one big cable called bundle of His, and then there will be subsequent two branches called left bundle and right bundle. They carries the electricity. Now these bundles has branches of wires,
right,
in a simple term, that sort of disseminate the energy of electricity into the lower part of the heart.
Okay.
So now electricity is generated into left atrium, SA node, carries out by those cables to the relay station, AV node. From AV node, bundle of His, there is a 0.1 second delay. Then further down, goes to ventricle. When the electricity was traveling between SA node and AV node, it contracts the top two chamber of atria.
Yeah.
Now that delay is delaying the contraction of a lower two chamber. Now that contraction starts by further bundle branches electricity. So this is starting and that is relaxing.
Yeah.
So this harmony,
relaxing
and contracting, is preserved by this mechanism.
And this supplies the blood to the body.
And so what happens now in some circulation, when we have oxygen inhaled to the lungs,
Subhanallah,
that goes to the lungs, the blood will exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide into the lungs. That carries towards the heart and accumulate that oxygenated blood into the left upper chamber.
True.
Then it goes down to the left lower chamber, and then it will be taken to the whole body. At the same time, the blood coming to the right side of the heart, which carries carbon dioxide and all the toxins,
exhale.
It comes to the rice of the heart, goes to the lungs to get filtered.
Filtered and then taken out.
And then taken out. So, such a beautiful circulatory system maintained with the accuracy of 0.1 seconds inside the heart and the body.
There's a couplet, Rudo, sorry to cut into, that koi to hai jo nizami hasti chala raha hai, wahi khuda hai, wahi khuda hai. I'm really surprised, sometimes people that don't understand that there is a creator, and I'm really surprised about them. How cannot they believe this, there is not any creator, but there is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who has created all this. How come is it possible that everything is working with such a precise way, and this mechanism? We just look at our body system, the way the digestive system, respiration system, subhanallah, this heart, this brain, what we're talking about, everything is working to a maximum level of accuracy and precision, Allahu Akbar. And this is not possible that it was happened just because of some out of blue and suddenly something created and happened and everything is working to its precise level. So we have to believe there is one who is running all this show, and that is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our creator. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim and we believe Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. Sorry, Marshal, be carry on this.
Yes. Now, what happens in atrial fibrillation is some, by few of the conditions, there is a disruption of this electrical flow which is happening inside the left atrium in particular. So there is a leakage of electricity inside. So those connections, in a simple term, you can say it's a short circuit. Some people say it is the arthritis of the heart, stiffness of the heart. The left chambers start, instead of having a proper squeeze, it fibrillates. So the strength of electricity is not that much, so it fibrillates. So it doesn't squeeze as much. And that is called as atrial fibrillation.
That is linked with stroke.
That is linked with the stroke. I'll tell you how it is linked with the stroke. Okay. So when there is no proper squeezing of the blood and fibrillation, inside the left atrium, the blood does not move because of that absence of squeezing of the chamber. Because of that, there is a stasis. So blood becomes stagnant inside the heart, the left upper chamber. When the blood gets stasis, it forms a very tiny small clots, and those clots goes into a space inside the left atrium. There is a hollow space where there is no blood present at any time. It's called left atrial appendage.
Yeah.
So those little clots goes there, form a bigger clot.
Okay.
Now that bigger clot goes down to the left ventricle, and when the next beat comes, ejected through the circulatory system, it not only can cause a stroke of the brain, it can cause a stroke of the intestine, it can cause a stroke of the kidney, it can cause a stroke of any organ because of this blockage created by this blood clot. Oh. So that's how this atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat, is directly linked with the stroke.
The doctor, it's another very important question. What causes this?
So there are various reasons for atrial fibrillation. The common is poor cardiovascular health, in a simple term. So whatever causes effect on a heart, whatever increases the strain of heart, now that could
risk of
be
heart attack.
Heart attack, that could be heart failure, that could be any causes which has a direct effect. As I said earlier, it is arthritis of the heart.
Yeah.
It causes atrial fibrillation. There are specific some valves. There are four valves which regulates the blood flow of the whole circulatory system. One of the valve which sits between left atrium and left ventricle called mitral valve. Sometimes people do have a narrowing of that valve that increases the back pressure onto the left atrium, and it can cause a atrial fibrillation as well. The other one, important one, which is underactive thyroid. So people who have underactive thyroid, they are at high risk of developing atrial fibrillation. So people who are taking thyroid medicine, they should be a little bit careful about that. And it is a separate topic. We should talk how to recognize the atrial fibrillation.
Definitely, definitely. But Islamic brothers, we don't have much time left to continue this discussion. What we'll do, inshallah, we'll come back with another segment on the same topic, in which we'll talk about what is the way to recognize and what is the treatment available in this regard. So keep watching Madani channel, keep watching Rise and Shine. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.